Nanny, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old nanny.
A little obscene.
My wife thought so. Know what I used to tell her? Obscene? Well, better to be obscene than not heard. How's that? Harry True, I'm telling you again, the music hall's loss is Calypso's gain. What is it? What do we stop for? Are you feeling all right, Jackson?
Well, a limey named True came to Tobago. He was in show business, but he had no show. So in desperation, he turned to me and said, Mr. Philip is to a wee. One classical actor and one Creole.
Wait! Hold it! What? Hold it, man. Don't waste that. Try and remember it. I'll be right back.
Where are you going?
Tape. Repeat it and try and keep it. That's what I meant, you see.
Boy, you start to exploit me already?
That's right. Memorize it. What's all this? I'm ready to tape. What are you up to? What are you flapping for? What about the song? You'll forget the bloody song. It was a fluke.
If I supposed to help you with this stupidness, we will have to cool it and collaborate a little bit, right? Now, I was in that boat rowing, and I was looking up to the sky to see a storm gathering, and I wanted a big white seabird beating inland from the storm. So, what's the trouble, Mr. True?
Seabird? What seabird? I'm not going to play a fecking seabird.
Mr. True, I'm only asking you to play a white seabird because I'm supposed to play a black explorer.
Well, I don't want to do it. Anyway, that's the silliest acting I've seen in a long time. And Robinson Crusoe wasn't rowing when he got shipwrecked. He was on a huge boat. I didn't come here to play a seabird. I came to tape the song.
Well, then, it's either the seabird or the song. And I don't see any reason why you have to call my acting silly. We're supposed to improvise.
All right, Jackson, all right. After I do this part, I hope you can remember the song. Now, you just tell me, before we keep stopping, what I am supposed to do, how many animals I'm supposed to play, and, you know, and so on and so on. And then, when we get all that part fixed up, we'll tape the song. All right.
All right, but that suits me. Now, the way I see it here, whether Robinson Crusoe was on a big boat or not, the idea is he got shipwrecked. If I am supposed to play Robinson Crusoe my way, then I will choose the way in which I will get shipwrecked.
All right, just get on with it.
Now, as Robinson Crusoe is rowing, he looks up and sees this huge white seabird, which is making loud seabird noises because a storm is coming, right? And Robinson Crusoe looks up towards the sky and sees there is this storm. Then there's a huge wave and Robinson Crusoe finds himself on the beach.
Am I supposed to play the beach? Because that's white.
Yes, yes. Hilarious, Mr. True. Now, look, you know I am doing you a favor. On this beach, right, then he sees a lot of goats. And because he's naked and he needs clothes, he kills a goat. He takes off the skin and he makes this parasol here and this hat, and so he doesn't go around naked for everybody to see. Now, I know that there's nobody there, but there is an audience. So the sooner Robinson Crusoe puts on his clothes, then the better and happier we will all be. I'm going to go back in the boat. I'm going to look up towards the sky. You will please make the seabird noises. I will do the wave. I will crash into the sand. You will come down like a goat. I will kill you. Take off your skin, make a parasol and a hat, and after that, then I promise you that I will remember the song and I will sing it to the best of my ability. However shitty that is.
I said silly. Now, listen.
Yes, Mr. True.
Okay. If you're a black explorer, Wait a minute. If you're really a white explorer, but you're black, shouldn't I play a black seabird because I'm white?
Are you going to extend the limits of prejudice to include the flora and fauna of this island? I'm entering the boat.
What's wrong?
What's wrong, Mr. True? That is not a seagull. That is some kind of, I don't know what it is. Some kind of jumbie bird or something. God. Okay, I'm returning to the boat.
Jackson, wait a minute. Hold it a second. Come here a minute. What are you doing now? Getting into the boat? Getting out of the boat? What are you doing on the floor? Jackson, this is too humiliating. Now, let's just forget it, and please don't continue or you're fired.
Look, it don't go so, Mr. True. You know me to be a meticulous man. I didn't want to do this job. I didn't even want to work here. You convinced me to work here. I have worked as meticulously as I can until I have been promoted. This morning, I had no intention of doing what I'm doing now. You have always admired the fact that whatever I begin, I finish. Now, I will accept my resignation if you want me to, after we have finished this thing. But I am not leaving in the middle of a job. That has never been my policy, so you can sit down as usual and watch me work. But until I have finished this whole business of Robinson Crusoe being in the boat, looking at an imaginary seabird, being shipwrecked, killing a goat, making this hat and this parasol, walking up the beach, which should take me into another 10 or 12 minutes at the most, I will pack my things and I will leave. And you can play Robinson Crusoe all by yourself. My plans here after this is to take this table, like this. Let me show you. Take the table. Turn it all around, go under, and this will now become Robinson Crusoe's hut. Now, you just tell me if you think I'm overdoing it, or if you think it's more or less what we agreed on. Okay? But I'm not resigning. You see, it's your people who introduced us to this culture. Shakespeare, Robinson Crusoe, their classics, and so on. And when we start getting as good as them, you can't leave halfway. So I will continue. Please.
No, Jackson. You will not continue. You will straighten this table, put back the tablecloth, take away the breakfast things, give me back the hat, put your jacket back on, and we will continue as normal and forget the whole matter. Now, I'm very serious. I've had enough of this farce. I would like to stop.
May I say what I think, Mr. True? I think it's a matter of prejudice. I think that you cannot believe, one, that I can act, and two, that any black man can play Robinson Crusoe. A little while back, I came out here quite calmly and normally with the breakfast things and find you almost stark naked, kneeling down, and you told me you were getting into your part. And here I am getting into my part, and you object. This is the story. Now, this is history. This moment that we are now acting here is the history of imperialism. It's nothing less than that. And I don't think that I can, should, concede my getting into a part halfway and abandoning things just because you, as my superior, give me orders. People become independent. Now, I could go down to that beach by myself with this hat and I could play Robinson Crusoe. I could play Columbus. I could play Sir Francis Drake. I could play anybody discovering anywhere, but I don't want you to tell me when and where to draw the line. Or what to discover and when to discover it, all right?
Look, I'm sorry to interrupt you again, Jackson, but as I, you know, was watching you, I realized it's much more profound than that, that it could get offensive. We're trying to do something light. Just a little pantomime, a little satire, a little peacock. But if you take this thing seriously, we might commit art, which is a kind of crime in this society. I mean, there'd be a lot of things there that people... Well, it would make them think too much and... Well, we don't want that. We just want a little entertainment.
How do you mean, Mr. True?
Well, I mean, if you... Well, I mean, if you... Well, I mean, if you did the whole thing in reverse. I mean, okay, well, all right, you've got this black man. No, all right. You've got this man who is black, Robinson Crusoe, and he discovers this island on which there is this white cannibal, all right?
Yes, that is after he's killed the goat.
Yes, I know. After he has killed the goat and made the hat, the parasol, and all of that. And anyway, he comes across this man called Friday.
Yeah, but how do you know I mightn't choose to call him Thursday? Do I have to copy every... I mean, are we improvising?
All right, so it's Thursday. He comes across this naked white cannibal called Thursday, you know, and then look at what would happen. He would have to start to... Well, he'd have to... Sorry. This cannibal, who is a Christian, would have to start unlearning his Christianity. He would have to be taught. I mean, he'd have to be taught by this African that everything was wrong, that what he was doing, I mean, for nearly 2,000 years, was wrong. That his civilization, his culture, his whatever, was horrible, was all wrong. Barbarous, I mean, you know. And Crusoe would then have to teach him things like that, you know, about Africa, his gods, Potamba, and so on. And it would get very, very complicated. And I suppose ultimately it would be very boring. And what we'd have on our hands would be a play and not a little pantomime.
Well, too ambitious?
No. The whole thing would have to be reversed. White would become black, you know.
You see, Mr. True, I don't see anything wrong with that. Well, up to now.
Well, I do. It's not the sort of thing I want, and I think you'd better clean up. And I'm going inside. And when I come back, I'd like this whole place just as it was. I mean, just before everything started.
Well, you mean you'd like it returned to its primal state? Natural? Before Caruso finds Thursday? But you see, that is not history. That is not the world.
No, I don't give an Eskimo's fart about the world, Jackson. I just want this little place here cleaned up. And I'd like you to get back to fixing the sun deck. Let's forget the whole matter, right? Excuse me.
Very well, then. So I take it you don't want to hear the song neither?
No, I'm afraid not. I think, really, it was a silly idea. It's all my fault, and I'd like things to return to where they were.
Yeah, the story of the British Empire, Mr. True. However, it is too late. The history of the British Empire.
Now, how do you get that?
Well, you come to a place, you find that place as God made it, like Robinson Crusoe, you civilize the natives. They try to do something, you turn around and you say to them, you're not good enough, let's call the whole thing off. Return things to normal. You go back to your position as slave or servant, and I will keep mine as master, and we'll forget the whole thing ever happened. Correct? You would like me to accept this?
You're really making this very difficult, Jackson. Are you hurt? Have I offended you?
Hurt? No. I didn't expect any less. I'm not hurt. I'm just, what can you say?
You're just what?
Well, I'm just ashamed of making such a fool of myself. I expected a little respect. That is all.
I respect you. I just...
No. It's perfectly all right. I No, 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 hold on. I'll fix the table myself. I'm all right. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I am sorry.
It's perfectly all right. It's perfectly all right. Don't touch anything, Mr. True, please. Yeah. Now that is my order.